No, because when you come in here to this and we go to save as, it's going to tell us we're in the save as folder. We have to create a path. Remember that we talked about those pathways? That pathway? Okay, so we're going to come down here and we're going to find your drive. And of course, mine looks so different than yours because I have a bazillion files. Okay, but I'm very organized. I can find anything that I'm looking for almost within a minute, a minute or less, 30 seconds or less because of the way I've organized my stuff. But I also can remember stuff. So I can find stuff because I can remember where I put it. But my filing system makes sense. Okay, so there's my name drive. Okay, there's my computer skills stuff. Does that look familiar? Uh-huh. Okay, so now I'm going to put it in my Word-it stuff. Okay, and then I would put in here in the file name, I would put Word Notes. Yep, and that is going to be in your, so here's your path. Here's your path. If you can't see it, you know, you can move around in here like this too and follow your path. All right, but I want to make sure that I'm all the way at the end of here. Oh man, I lost it.
And so we don't need to write anything on it. We can just save it once.
Okay, so don't get ahead of me. So write Word Notes, okay? So over here, it should say Word Notes up here, yes? And you know that it'll say Document 1 the first time you open something before you save it? You know that? You've seen that before? Okay, you know what I'm talking about there? You've used them enough, you should probably know that, okay? The first thing I'm going to teach you is how to center. See this home tab? That's where you do most of your formatting. Formatting is when you make it look a certain way. Formatting, it deals with looks. In this paragraph group, see this section here is the paragraph group. In the paragraph group, there is a button that says center. You push it, and it takes you to the middle of your paper. And it perfectly centers your text.
May you do that again?
Okay, so I went, normally it's there, and it's there on the page. If I want to center it, I click the middle one. And it takes it to the center. I want you to type Word Notes, like a title.
Just kind of delete all the stuff that I typed on there because it was fun to capture everything for some reason.
All right, this is your resource that you will use for this class until you're done with this class at the end of your freshman year. Because these textbooks don't tell you everything that you learn in a deal. Like, you can't just look it up and say, oh yeah, to boldface I go Control B. It doesn't work that way. If I want to learn how to center something, is there a spot in here that says center? No, it's whatever I lecture to you. So you're going to have to learn how to listen and take notes so that you can come back to this 3 weeks later and be able to find the answer. How do you boldface? I've forgotten. How do I do it? And then this will be your resource that you can come back to. Now, Chloe, do you have any bits of advice for them now that you have some experience using your notes folder?
What do you mean?
So, like, when you started, this is what I've seen happen with students. They'll start their notes folder, and they'll say, oh, I'll remember that, and they won't write it down. And then a month goes by, and you have to do that skill, and you can't remember how to do it, and I say, go look in your notes, and you go and look in your notes, and you can't find it in your notes because you didn't write it down because you thought you'd remember it. So, Chloe, can you remember stuff?
No.
No. Okay.
Because she's Chloe.
Well, and some of us remember stuff, and some of us really don't. And so the better notes you take, the better and more useful this piece will be for you.
And, okay. when we take notes on what we're doing, will we make it on this piece?
Yes. You'll open this notes folder or file, and you will add your notes to it. Every time that we work in this book, you will take notes on what you're learning in that piece, and you'll take the notes. So, for example, today, you have learned the difference between a file and a folder. Should you write it down?
Yes.
Okay, write down the difference between a file and a folder. So after your title, you guys interrupted me. So I was here and I wanted you to say word notes and you press enter. You have to tell it to go back to the left if you want it to be over here. Okay? So I'm going to come back here and show you what it will look like.
Can you do like bullet points and then?
Oh, yes. You can number it. You can, I'll show you what some of the things that I've seen people do. So if I do word notes and I tell it to center, and I've pressed this, now I come back to the left, okay? Maybe I'll do file equals. You know, you can use shortcuts, shorthand. File equals a document. Oops, how about I type documents? Maybe I want to write folder equals a topic. My fingers aren't on the right keys. A topic that holds files about the same topic. You've learned how to center. Now, in my world, when I put a comma in, it means the same as and then click on. So in order to center something, I would say home tab, comma, paragraph group, comma, center align. Okay. Does that make sense? Oh, and I'll turn that off so you can see it. So, to center, I would go on the Home tab, I'd go to the Paragraph group, and I would click on Center Align.
Oh, okay.
So I just wrote down the directions on how to center. Does that make sense? I didn't say, and then click on Paragraph group, and then click on Center Align. How long is that?
Too long.
Takes a long time to write all that.
Well, I mean, you say that, and then I'm like writing a whole sentence.
And as you get more familiar with this process, you will find your own shortcut ways. Okay? So that's just an easy way. I've seen a lot of kids do this and boldface the word, the key word of something, so that when you are going in there and looking for how to center, you can find it easier. Would you want to do everything in bold?
No,
because then it wouldn't stand out anymore, would it?
It wastes space.
Not really. I mean, it's a little fatter, but that's it. Okay?
A little fatter's not a big deal. That's what my mom said to make me feel better.
All right. So this is your place to write your information down so that you can remember how to do stuff, because you'll think, oh, that's so easy, I'll remember it. Well, that's exactly when you don't remember it, because it's easy. And so if I waste the breath telling you you need to write this in your notes, what should you do?
Write it
in your notes. Okay? Okay. How often should you save?
Save and save
often. Do you have to go to save as?
No.
Okay. This thing right up here is called your quick access toolbar. And if you click that drop down arrow, you can turn stuff on and off just by, it's a toggle. Do you know what a toggle is? Don't freak out, I'm going to turn the light on. Okay?
Shortcut.
It's the same action turns it off as what turns it on. It's a toggle. Okay? So, if I tell it to do, if I don't want save there, I would turn that off and that little floppy disk would disappear off of that bar. If I want it back, it'll come back on. Might not be in the same place, but it'll come back. In your notes, I want you to write the difference between save and save as. And I'll write the definition for you because it's an important one. Save saves your changes and nothing else. It just saves changes. Save as allows you to save with a different name. Or location. As you are relatively new to saving files, can you have more than one file with the same name?
No.
No, it has to have some variation. Maybe it's A, B, C. When we were doing yearbook stuff and we would edit a picture, and maybe then we had to go edit it again, we would know that the last letter on there was the most recent change to the picture. So, like, we'd have the original picture was DSM 5557. And then we made maybe change the pixels in it. So then it was 557A. And then maybe we made it black and white, and then it would be B. And so, but there's rhyme and reason to it. Okay? So that allows you, using save as allows you to change the name of it or the location. What is meant by location?
The folder
or location that you've got it saved. Is it going to be saved in the documents folder? No. Is it going to be saved in your drive or the shared drive? Yes. Okay. Is it going to be saved in your Word it folder if it's in this class? What if it's in history? Then you'll save it in your history folder. If it's science, it's going to be in your science folder. Okay, so you select that path. Okay, I suggest, please do not turn that quick print on.
I know why. Because it might print downstairs and it might print 50 pages.
It might, okay? It will do whatever you did last. It'll go with whatever settings you had last. So if you sent it downstairs in color and made 10 copies, and you do a quick print, that's what you're going to get this time.
That's not good.
A lot of waste in my classroom. So we struggle with waste. I actually had a class that was so wasteful, I started charging them money because they were spending 5 sheets of paper and printing to do one assignment that should have been done in 2 pages or less. So I started charging them money for every printout past 2. I actually never had to collect money because the end of the year, and then they grew up over the summer and it just wasn't a problem anymore. But as junior high kids, they were bad enough and wasteful enough that I was going to have to start charging them. Yeah, maybe. Okay, anyway, do not ever use Quick Print in this school, please. But please turn on your print preview and print, because you need to get in the habit of print previewing and your prints before you ever print them. This is what I get. People get in a hurry, print, go get their print. They pick it up out of the printer. They're all happy. Oh, yeah, I've got this done. I'm good. Oh, my. Oh, no, I forgot my header. Oh, no, I forgot to center. And they're like, oh, no. And they find three mistakes between there and there. Did they proofread? No. Okay? Save us money. Yes? Yeah, I think you should turn on your print preview. I think you should turn on save. I think you should turn on new and open. You should be doing a spelling and grammar check on every assignment, because you should be proofreading every assignment before you ever print it. Before you print it, preview, proofread. I feel like undo is your friend. I think you should put that on there. It's entirely up to you if you put redo in there. Sometimes redo can confuse you. It just undoes and undo. So it's like, oh, I undid because I made a mistake. As soon as you get that sinking feeling of, oh gosh, I made a huge mistake, undo is your friend. Okay? Back in when I first started with computers, they didn't have undo. If you erased a whole page of data accidentally, you had to retype it. So we loved undo when undo was, when undo first came, you had one. You had one undo, okay? And we thought it was heaven, huh? It was really nice. We were grateful for undo. But now you guys are pretty spoiled because you can have unlimited undos until you save, and then it clears out the undo memory, okay? Anyway. Feel free to turn any of those ones on right now. Okay?
What's a draw table? Spelling and grammar.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What's the what?
What's a draw table?
I don't know the answer to that question. I think I know, but it's an advanced thing. Okay. You'll get to it in about exercise 42 in your book. Yes.
Do you
want open
and
do? Nope. I just wanted to talk to you about this quick access toolbar. So if you want to close it, okay? Now, at some point I'm going to teach you how to get this one up there. Not today though, okay? So you can put clear up to here, but the whole idea of the quick access toolbar is the stuff that you use repeatedly every day. Do you want 30 things up there? No, it slows your computer down. And it's not helping you speed anything up, because in the meantime you could have clicked there and clicked in it by the time you searched for it. So you should have 10 or fewer there, okay, to speed things up for you. So do we have save and save as in your notes? Do you want to lose that? Anytime you type something that you don't want to lose, what should you do?
Save it.
Okay. Do I have to save as now, or do I save?
Save.
Just save, because I've just saved changes. Okay. Back to this front page. This page. Okay. In your book. Page III. You've got your step-by-step instructions for completing each activity.